Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Show. The Central Florida Buzz here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And if it's happening in Ocoee, it is happening at Frank's Place right now. What is happening at Frank's Place is I am being joined by a great violinist and great fabulous musician, Laurie Jean Smith. And Laurie, we've been talking about your music and our audience. You are so nice and gracious to give our audience four freebies here. And I've been listening to them. They're great. And let's tell our audience a little bit about it. Now, the first song that we have here is Indescribable. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Yes, I absolutely love this song. And this is actually the one, it's funny we're starting with this one because I often end my show with this song. It's just a really good way to wrap up, especially in thought, because the lyric to this song is largely based on Psalm 147, 3 and 4 that says, "He binds up the brokenhearted and he numbers the stars and calls them by name." And to me, that just speaks of an enormous God who knows all the stars' names, because that's a lot of stars. And then he knows everything that's going on in our lives. So that makes him a personal God as well. So I not only love the arrangement of the song, which is very Celtic and very dance-like, and I usually dance around while I'm playing it. I just can't keep still. But the lyric itself is so demonstrative of what I've experienced in my own life on who God is.
Okay, but now you mentioned this, so before I forget, is about that you're one of these, my favorite kind is the violin players and fiddle players that dance around. Now we've even made my day more because, yeah, I've always liked those people, and I have to give you credit that you're able to do that and play at the same time, too.
Well, yes, and I don't know. I didn't start out that way, obviously. Learning classically, you learn to stand very still, and one of my teachers said you need to stand as still as a statue. Well, as soon as I wasn't under his instruction anymore, I think that completely changed. And as I've developed my show and been in front of people, they like to see movement, and it keeps, you know, keeps their interest, but I can't help it. I just do that. And then as I do it, they get involved, and sometimes people get up and dance and clap along with me. And I always am smiling because I'm loving what I'm doing and I'm loving the music I'm playing. And I think that helps with, you know, getting people involved in the story that you're trying to tell.
Exactly. And now we have a song here, and The Little Drummer Boy, of course, one of my favorites. And tell us about your arrangement of it.
Well, my arrangement, once again, is very Irish in nature. And a lot of times when I'm writing music, I'll have a random thought of a little line that I can use in an arrangement. And I may not know what song it's going to go with, but I like the little thing that I'm hearing in my head. So I'll put a little voice memo in my phone and save it for later. And when we were doing the Christmas project a few years ago, I had this idea, and then I forgot to do that, and I forgot the idea, but then I just prayed that I would remember the idea again because I knew it was really good. And what this song starts with, that little Celtic line that it starts with, is that very idea, because God brought it back to my mind just at the time I needed it. And I had the help of Doug Pierce, who's now in Denver, Colorado, as a worship leader. He helped to co-write this arrangement with me, as well as Robert Elkins at First Baptist Orlando. And we put together this great arrangement. It's probably one of my favorites. It's gotten some radio play in parts of Florida. And I absolutely love it. And people love the song. Again, the lyric, because of the meaning of the song, it's my offering to God, because this is what he's gifted me with. I give it back to him.
And speaking, Laurie, of the First Baptist Church of Orlando, so I've been there. That's a great, big, wonderful church. And you've been involved something with, was it the Singing Christmas Trees, where you're one of the violinists or singers? Or
yes, I play the violin for the Singing Christmas Trees. And one of the very first times I did that was in 2008. It was the very first year that they used what's called the Kabuki Drop. And one of my favorite YouTube videos that I have is O Holy Night, which was the moment right before that curtain fell. And I remember when the choir director sold me the idea that this is what was going to happen. He was going to have the solo violin just kind of weaving in and out and setting up this enormous drop of the curtain that revealed the choir and the trees, and they were singing that line, "Fall on your knees." And it was just that goosebump moment. And even in the video, you can hear the gasp of the people because it took everyone by surprise. Probably one of my favorite show moments ever.
Fantastic. Now, another song we have here is Come Thou Fount. Is that it? Can you tell us about it?
Come Thou Fount. This was inspired by, again, another Celtic tune. And I had a producer at the time that I was working with in Franklin, Tennessee. And he helped me to write this arrangement. I kind of gave him a flavor of what I wanted. It starts out slow. It's kind of one of those bait and switch kind of arrangements because it starts out really mellow. It's the full tone of the violin, got some bagpipes in there. And then it kicks into a very fast Irish reel that just gets your foot tapping. And I love this because it really has that turn of events within it. So it gives you everything about the violin that people love. They love the sustained quality and they love the dance quality. And so this puts those two together. And this one has a little bit of fame because a couple of years ago I was in New York City and I had the opportunity along with the Florida Worship Choir and Orchestra to start a flash mob in Times Square. Wow. And I used this very tune to do it.
Great. And you mentioned, Laurie, about playing with, the bagpiper. So how, as a violinist, how is it playing with a bagpiper? I mean, is it easy that you sync up right away or?
Well, in bagpipes, it is a little bit challenging because of tuning. But in this particular key, I guess it worked out okay.
Oh, great. Okay, and now the next song we have is Breath of Heaven. And Mary, did you know? So this is like a combo song, or?
It is. It's a medley. And these two songs work really well together. I like to concentrate a lot, as you probably have noticed, on the message of the song. And Breath of Heaven is one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's a little bit newer, made famous by Amy Grant. And what it does is it's the plea of Mary with this difficult assignment that she's been given to carry the Son of God and to be the mother of Jesus. And she's on her way to Bethlehem and experiencing all kinds of fear, knowing that this is her assignment, but she doesn't know how she's going to be able to do it. And then the song Mary, Did You Know? It's kind of a vision of what Jesus is going to accomplish when he's on the earth. And it's almost as if in this arrangement, the Spirit of God shows Mary this vision of the future of what Jesus will accomplish while she's struggling so that she can accomplish what he's asked her to do. And that's really what the arrangement does. Now, these songs aren't normally performed together, but my husband, whose name is Tim, we've been married for almost 22 years. I've come to trust his judgment and know that he has really great ideas because honestly, this is probably one of the favorite arrangements that I ever play. When I play this one, people want this song because it touches them in a very special way, especially women, but just about anybody can relate to that fear when you have to trust God and you don't know how the outcome is going to be, and then you get to a place where he shows you it's going to be okay, you just have to trust me.
Great. And we were talking, Laurie, about Christmas shows. So, I mean, when you're, developing like a Christmas show, especially ones recently, is it a situation where you start grabbing all your favorite, traditional Christmas tunes? Or how do you decide or develop an actual Christmas show?
Well, of course, you want to start with a slam bang number that gets everybody tapping their toes and involved. And to me, the best one to start with is Joy to the World, because everybody knows that song and they can relate to it and it's joyful. And my arrangement of it starts with O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. So it's kind of that cry for Christ, please come. And then it is answered with Joy to the World, the Lord is come. And then we go into a really Celtic version that kind of involves Carol of the Bells as well as God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. So it has the thematic of Carol of the Bells and then God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. This arrangement was written for the trees, the singing Christmas trees, a couple years back, and we just used that same idea and made a violin solo arrangement of it with the band. And it works really well to just get everybody going and into the moment with me, and just kind of shows the quality of the violin again with the slow and the fast, and then I'm able to introduce and go from there.
And you mentioned, Lori, about Carol the Bells, and I'm wondering, what's the difficulty level on that, on a violin? Because we know it's been played on so many instruments, but I mean, is that one of the more easier or difficult songs to do?
Oh, goodness, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question.
Yeah, it just comes to you, huh? It just is.
Well, the Carol of the Bells has a minor key quality to it, and right. I think that anything along that line, and especially with Carol of the Bells being energetic and kind of mournful at the same time, I think that's why people connect with it. But on the violin, anything in that realm, like even What Child Is This or anything in the minor key, it really has a way of penetrating the soul that other songs just can't do. So I think that's why it is so popular. But as far as difficulty, I don't know how to answer that question. I guess that you'd have to take a survey of a number of violinists to ask if it's difficult or not. I've played it a lot of times, and when it's integrated with the God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, as it is in my arrangement, it's definitely one of the more challenging ones I play.
Okay, Lori, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. My guest is a great violinist, a great musician, Lori Jean Smith, and we'll talk about a little bit about where you play and where people could see you in the next segment. You are listening to the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.